Few of the best-known species of birds possessed the same flying ability as the sparrow. When a sparrow flies, it appears to make very easy movements. It can fly straight towards a tree, branches, a bush, or the ground. All it does at that time is to focus on its destination and give the command to its feathers. It is able to do this thanks to its wing feathers. If caught by a mild breeze in flight, it can turn, raise, or lower them. There may even be a slight difference between two feathers. Compared with steel of the same weight, these feathers are one of the strongest of materials. The theory of evolution, which maintains that birds evolved from reptiles, is unable to account for the enormous differences between these two classes. Feathers, which are totally unique to birds, are just one of the features that represent an unbridgeable gap between birds and reptiles. The matchless design in bird feathers gave Charles Darwin considerable pause for thought. Moreover, the perfect aesthetics of the peacock's feathers had made him sick, his own words. And now, trifling particulars of structures often make me very uncomfortable. The sight of a feather in a peacock's tail, whenever I gaze at it, makes me sick. Not only feathers, but also other bodily features of birds are far too complex to be explained in terms of any evolutionary process. For example, birds' bones are hollow. This means that birds are very light and can fly with ease. Their fast-working digestive system enables the bird to immediately dispose of what it has eaten. Thus, digested food does not constitute added weight during flight. All the features you have seen here show that the sparrow was created, with all its attributes, to fly.